Blog Talk Radio.
Hater Radio. If you don't know, now you know. Nobody thinks being bold. Hater Radio. Wake y'all ass up. Wake y'all ass up.
Hey, right, leaving with
Hater Radio.
Hey, come on, this is real shit, Mike. Think about our school we go to. How many of them motherfuckers go to that school?
One time, man.
No, they, how many people, how many of them Arabians and all that go to?
Think about that, cuz.
Yeah. They every
come on.
They own all their own gas stations.
I'm just going to say,
if they wanted to kill us, they wanted to get rid of us, they wanted to blow us out of smithereens, they on every corner.
Because we got too much
money. Everyone.
Right now, just say if they was to blow this shit up, we're gone. You got two gas stations right there, you got one right here. Who run?
Where you going?
Mm-hmm. We're stuck. Every angle we go, every corner you go to, it's one of them motherfuckers running.
Damn.
Gas.
Mm-hmm.
You're trapped.
That's true.
There's nothing you can do. We can't run from.
We'll see that.
So if they
want
to kill us,
yeah,
they can do it. I don't give a damn. You go to the ghetto.
Yeah.
You go to the motherfucking.
And they right
suburbs, Buckhead, I don't give a fuck
about,
where
man.
You go.
America has too much freedom.
How many black
has
people
has
or how many white people you see owning gas stations? Now, when I was growing up,
white folks, black
white folks, black folks, calling gas stations on Glenwood and Compton. They used
to be
a
gas station.
Black dudes used to run it.
He was running somebody else. Gonna be hot. Your aqua gonna be hot, bitch.
You need some ice. You need some goddamn ice.
Plus they put him on ice and keep him smoking.
But when they do war and shit. But y'all can't say that really. He did put us in a fucked up position.
Dad.
But while he was there though, Big Fo, you know them years y'all wouldn't hurt him, Big Fo.
Do you know
I wasn't hurt during these years though.
Do you know Bush Senior and Bin Laden used to be buddies?
Yeah, I heard that shit. Dead ass.
That's
big, John.
Hey. You never seen that documentary Fahrenheit 9/11.
Bin Laden tried to blow up
the World Trade Center a long time ago
when Senior Bush was in office.
But he put the bomb in a van.
It didn't work.
I remember hearing that shit.
That's because him and Bush had got into a feud.
Yep.
Bush had cheated by so much oil.
That shit big, man.
He had cheated by so much oil.
You gotta let it just sit back and just peep shit out. Like, you notice when when the shit first jumped off, all the whole administration, the Bush administration, was out doing something.
Yeah.
The black dude, what's his name?
They was out of town and shit.
The black dude was golfing. Condoleezza Rice was buying shoes.
They already knew.
Yeah.
Bush sitting in the classroom, listening to kids read a book. Really? So when the man walked into Bush and said,
you seen this shit.
Yeah, they got a video out.
Bush said right there and did this. He had a look on his face of saying, damn, he did it for real.
Mm-hmm.
He really did it.
Because he tried it before.
And the thing was, Bush didn't give a fuck. His job was to hit the Pentagon. That's what they hit.
Mm-hmm.
Them twin towers.
They
got him. Well, he was sneaking one to that goddamn White House.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't know that.
You mean to tell me this plane goes down over zero population? You telling me there's nobody around to ever see it? You mean to tell me them people on that plane took over that plane?
That was for the White House. Bought that plane down.
And they the ones, like they say, they the ones who took the plane down. Mm-hmm. They tried to make it look so nice like we did. They put a movie out about it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And everything.
So what's your understanding that happened then?
The White House cannot be penetrated.
Yeah.
It cannot do that. It can never go under attack. If we lose that, that means we're weak.
Yeah, exactly.
That means we're weak.
Yeah.
They're not about to let that happen. It's only one thing that can destroy that damn White
House. So you saying they shot at it and knocked the shit down?
They shot that plane down.
Okay.
Two jets flew over there, caught up with that plane, and shot his ass down over zero population.
So what happened to the Twin Towers then?
Listen, you ain't hearing me. They don't give a fuck about them towers.
Oh,
they
didn't
give a fuck about that Pentagon.
You don't fuck
the
with the
White House.
Yeah.
That stands for us,
United
States, the power.
So
if you knock our house down,
the White House.
Someone knock your house down, what you gonna do?
So they shot the plane.
You open.
Yeah,
they shot that motherfucker down.
But guess what? Check this out now. Now look, now all this chaos going on, like he said, Bush just got the news. They done canceled all flights. Nobody do nothing, no buses, no trains. Right after it happened, they canceled all flights, all buses. Guess what? One flight left.
Mm-hmm.
With Osama's family on
that
they
same
flew back.
They ain't come from the U.S.
That was flying in the air from the United States.
That was the only fucking plane left, bro.
That shit
the shit is real, bro.
That shit
them
deep.
Folks stayed right here, but couldn't nobody leave.
You
but they
family
got
to
leave.
They family got to leave.
You don't roll another one, Big Bro?
Hell,
yeah,
no.
Y'all niggas are lightweight,
though. You smoke it after we go.
No, we twisted it in, bitch.
Yeah, that friend's like that.
I heard that, though.
You can't do that?
Yeah, you can't fuck that up, bro. We ain't got nothing.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. I hate that that happened, but that move there, that had to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, to
Did y'all see the movie?
No, I ain't gotta see no movie.
Did you see the movie?
Fuck that movie. That movie is something they want you to believe.
Yeah,
they want you to believe this is what happened. How the fuck y'all know? Y'all wasn't on the plane.
Yeah, they got.
Ain't no cameras on the plane.
Did nobody survive from that bitch?
Nobody.
No, somebody survived.
Nobody.
They shot that motherfucker down.
If somebody
go in this with
no, let me tell you.
If somebody documentary, it got to be on.
Somebody lives though, Mirna. Does he want a bottom floor?
Listen, sir. If somebody survived that, you would hear about it.
Big
Foe,
somebody survived.
Because you would hear his story.
Big
you would hear their story.
Somebody survived.
How would you survive it?
Hold up.
Nobody survived that.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Listen to
what I'm saying. But I want to still look that shit up. Y'all said that nobody survived.
No, how? Everybody died over. I can't express this part. Zero population. Oh, yeah, it's not. You can't even Google it. That means when the plane supposedly that they took it down there, it was no other human life form around.
Did they find particles of the plane?
Oh, they found the plane, of course, because they knew exactly where it was. So they shot the motherfucker there. They made sure
somebody
that plane
survived, Mike.
They blew that plane up in the air.
Did anybody survive?
You gotta know the flight number.
Yeah,
and it's flight 9 something.
No, I can say, did anybody survive in 9/11 is what I'm asking. Did anybody in that building?
It's too wide of an ass because they're going to answer questions for like the trade center and all that type of shit. So you just got to be really persistent.
Say the flight for 9/11. Did anybody survive?
Your boy, she is strong. Mine drunk right now.
You
don't even care to find out.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at you, big folk. Damn, that nigga came right down no fucking H2O.
Where your folk poured it out?
Why you pour it out, big folk?
I just peed it out.
The barrel. That's all you do with that beer, piss that shit out. Big folks been throw up drinking that hot shit. Different job, all us. It's gonna be us. Because he already let me know if it's grill, whatever. Hey, I ain't mad. We know what procedures happen during summer. Mm-hmm. We, shit, we work with Stan. We had, I done fucking Tom job. Mm-hmm. I love this job. He ain't got, that's what made me realize he don't do much. I'm dead ass.
You weren't doing
shit. No, don't say that, big folks. I know, because when I was done, I didn't go back in that business. So I had shit. Tom, he be milking it, though.
Ain't never like cleaning up, man. They gonna be one of you clean that, do this, do that.
Wipe my ass.
That's the other thing about working stuff. It's easy money, though.
It is.
It's $2,000.
Yeah.
Just say you stay to see the flames, big folks. Just say you see.
Look, it ain't gonna be no red fire.
Like, no, we got. He said like it's a projectile. Once you project
it, white
belt
flames.
What made y'all know that right. though? Y'all, yeah. Big boy, how you know? Big boy, how you know that that's true?
What?
That phone, that 20, and you can see all that shit.
Yeah, you know what the time is.
I want to ask OG, do he see it, though? I'm serious.
I see that towel's right there.
That's the twin towels right there.
You see the towel?
That's the towel.
Man.
See that, right?
Hell yeah, I see that shit.
That's the Pentagon.
Yeah, see the Pentagon?
See the white building? Flames.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, it's real in the field. I'm scared of him, man.
Just get back in here.
I never noticed that.
No, that's some deep shit, though.
That's true.
That's some deep shit, big fool.
Yeah, that shit deeper than they allow us to
know. Man, hell yeah. You know, it's top secret, top secret.
Movies tell you everything.
Yeah.
Movies let you know what the fuck is going to happen.
If you just
so why you ain't seen none of that
apparently? Because see, everybody know movies are real. But you got to think about it, man. Like on some of these movies, like Francis, like Eminent Estate, that Will Smith, you ever seen that one? Well, he bumped into old boy and dude drops some shit into his bag and white folks looking for him. And, but they using the technology that they using to find him. Mm-hmm. These cameras and they just didn't think this shit up with this fucking movie. They do this shit for real.
Yeah.
They do it for real. They got a satellite, like they say, that points straight down. And they can see
everything.
If you see modern technology on TV that you really think is not happening,
man, this shit is
happening.
I bet you they got a car that can fly.
So y'all saying horror movies
real now?
Uh-huh.
Y'all saying horror movies real?
Well, I ain't going
this far. I'm just saying. Y'all say movies. I'm just saying.
No, it's just not every movie. That's
crazy.
All movies.
Just
certain movies.
Just crazy motherfuckers get crazy.
Certain movies. When it got to deal with the government shit movies.
Yeah. It's real.
Pay attention to them. That's real.
Look at that. The funny shit about it is, like falling of the Olympus, or Olympus falling,
yeah.
When they take over the White House, they made two of those. Check this out, back to back. Now, why would you make two of the same movie damn near the
they
same?
They made that and White House down.
Yep, they made them back to back where they took over the White House, but at the end, they still survived and kept the White House. So what the fuck are you actually trying to tell us in both of these movies back to back that ain't happened yet? That's the shit that
that's
I be thinking
big,
about. That shit is serious, bud.
Like I told him, man, A-Rap, if they wanted to get us,
they got us.
We on every. When you get off of the interstate,
you gonna join the
cool thing right there.
You gotta join
the station. Who run it?
A-Rap.
Now, when you go to traveling and you get into them rural town. That's when you see the owner of the store. The rural country towns and shit.
Tomorrow morning. So, satellite radar picture gives us a better look here at the Chalmers 5 and 7 a.m., more showers, and even a few levels of thunder possible, especially over North Georgia, but some scattered showers in the metro area